Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something that sounds maybe a bit everyday, but wow, it packs an emotional punch. The daily battle with bedclothes. Our source material here really doesn't hold back.
No, it doesn't.
It just comes right out and says, quote, "I don't like you. I never have. You are deranged and make no sense."
Phew. Yeah, that's quite a statement about bedding, isn't it?
It really is. Instantly grabs you, though.
Yeah.
Makes you think about those little daily frustrations.
Right. And what's really interesting is why there's such strong feeling. The author talks about feeling duped.
Duped. How so?
Well, you know how popular advice often goes, like, society cheers you on, saying just do this one thing will change your life forever.
The magic bullet idea, like making your bed fixes everything.
Exactly. But the author's experience is, look, I do this consistently and my life hasn't changed forever.
So it's less about the sheets themselves and more about that broken promise.
Precisely. It sets up this conflict with, well, with those easy answers that often don't quite match up to real life. It's not just wrinkled sheets. It's a kind of disillusionment.
That makes sense. And the language used to describe the actual act, it's so dramatic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just tidying up. It's pulling unnecessarily hard on the evil bedsheets.
Right. Feeling mocked and tortured.
And coming away bruised from the battle.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a mini war every morning.
Yeah. Which really highlights how these small repetitive things can, you know, build up and feel disproportionately huge.
So our mission today really is to unpack this, to look at this seemingly small fight and see what it tells us about maybe bigger struggles.
The constant little battles we all face, yeah.
Okay, so given this daily skirmish, this feeling of being bruised, where does the author find any sense of control or victory?
Well, that leads to what I think is the core insight here. It's summed up in this powerful line. The bed always wins the battle, but I will win the war.
Okay, battle versus war. Tell me more about that distinction.
It's a really crucial psychological shift. It's acknowledging that, yeah, okay, on any given day, the sheets might win.
Right, the duvet ends up crooked, the fitted sheet snaps back, you lose that round.
You lose the battle, exactly. But the war, that's the bigger picture. It's about your overall mindset, your resilience, maybe your long-term goals.
So don't get bogged down in the daily losses. Keep perspective.
Precisely that. It's about framing. If you see every tangled sheet as just one small skirmish in a much larger campaign, your life, your well-being, whatever, it changes how you feel about it.
That's interesting. It's a way to manage frustration.
It is. It's a kind of cognitive reframing. You endure the small stuff because you're focused on the bigger win. It stops the daily grind from completely, you know, wearing you down.
So it's less about never being frustrated and more about how you contextualize that frustration.
Yes. It stops you from getting lost in the weeds, basically. Are you so focused on winning every tiny argument with your duvet that you forget what you're actually trying to achieve overall?
That's a good question.
And it prompts you, the listener, to maybe think about your own life. What are your daily battles? The little things that always seem to get the better of you.
Could be anything, really. Commuting, emails.
Sure. Annoying tasks, minor setbacks, and then what's the larger war? What are you really striving for where those little battles are just, well, part of the journey?
It really reframes those minor irritations, doesn't it? Makes you think about whether they're helping or hindering your bigger goals.
Yeah. How do these small skirmishes add up? Do they build resilience for the war or just distract you from it?
Definitely something to chew on. Maybe the goal isn't perfect sheets every day, but keeping your eye on the bigger picture. Winning the war, not necessarily every single fight.
Well put.
A really compelling way to think about daily life. And sometimes, after all that fighting, as our source reminds us, maybe you just need some rest.